Hello, everyone. I heard on a tape done way back, and on it I said, leave folks alone until I become so secure in my knowing it cannot be shaken or moved. And that is for us. And I was thinking about, and I want to ask you, if it were not for the belief that people need to be governed and all the rest of it, could there be corruption in politics?
No.
Isn't that something?
If you knew that the rules you were imposing on yourself, you wouldn't impose them.
Well, now, we have to ask ourselves. Is there just one alone awareness? Do you hear that in any truth teaching? And I don't even like to say it like that. I don't know another way to say it. But is there just one alone awareness, or is it not? Ask who? Is there my awareness and your awareness? Now, it seems that way, yes. But is there? Now, in other words, supply is health, wealth, and there's only heaven or self. They're the same. Heaven and self is the same. So don't deny self. Only you can do that. Through what you claim to be.
There can't be more than one awareness.
Well, now, I want you to really deeply hear what you're saying.
I do.
Therefore, there are none who can't like me, or none who like me. There are none who owe me allegiance. There's none to whom I owe allegiance. There's none who can curtail me, rule me, give to me, take from me. One awareness means there is no they. But how many times do we think or feel if only they could know truth, if only they could do better, if only they could see? It's not what appears on the canvas that I paint, but how I react to it. I have to then, I reckon, first paint myself into that canvas in order to make reaction occur.
Okay.
First, there's only spirit. So there's no one to deny spirit. Only if I say, going up this hill is going to be difficult, then it is I who have placed the opposition out there to trip me up. There's no one else who can do so. For there is only one alone awareness. So the one spirit, one alone, can't get around that, either identifies as what I am not or as what I am. And how in the world can I be what I am not? In other words, I'm operating as a little man who's not there. You see this.
In reality, there can't even really be what I am not, can there?
Absolutely not.
Even though it appears that way, there still can't even be one.
We get so concerned with the picture we paint. We try to deny it or ignore it. We try to fix it. Mm-hmm. But very rarely do we stick with truth because it is truth. No other reason. We do it to fix, we do it to help, we do it so forth, the picture. Not realizing that we paint the picture. I upset me. I happy me. If you get what's being said here, you would gladly pay millions upon millions for it.
Mm-hmm.
Even that would not be enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's be still a minute. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want you all to go to the website and listen to this talk, all right?
We will.
And I want you to do it very, very deeply. This is probably one of the deepest classes we have ever had.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you. Lots of love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.